what we did last week. We were talking about Stam V'yesh Halacha Kistam, and we outlined sort of three rough shitos in the question of how do we paskin, or what the impression of the Shulchan Aruch is from the case of where he says Stam V'yesh. So again, just to recap, so we distinguished at the end of our last chabur between the question of what the opinion of the Shulchan Aruch is in the case of Stam V'yesh and how we paskin in the case of Stam V'yesh. It could be, coming back to our first chabur, that this is a case where we don't always follow the Shulchan Aruch precisely, in this case we say the possibility of going with Chumrah, even if the Shulchan Aruch held we should rely on the Stam, we might still want to be machmer like the Yesh Omrim, so that's a discussion from the Chida. But in terms of what the Shulchan Aruch held, we saw basically three shitos. Well, we'll see now it's a little more complicated than that, but more or less. The first shita we saw was starts with the Bach, the Shach, the Prima Godim, the Chavasyar, the Eli Rabba, and the Marit, although again the Shach is contested, but at least the Marit, the Bach, and the Chavasyar, and the Eli Rabba basically say that Halacha is Kistam Legamri. Why did the Shulchan Aruch quote the Yesh Omrim? So the Shach listed a bunch of reasons, either because you might have a minhag like the Yesh Omrim, which is legitimate, or because when there's other tzadim lahakel, you could rely on the Yesh Omrim when it's a kula, or because a baal nefesh could be machmir like the Yesh Omrim, or should be machmir like the Yesh Omrim. So that's the first mahalach. And within that, I place the tshuva of the Ramami Panu, who says the only reason why the Yesh Omrim is quoted is to give kavod to that shita, which to me and to some poskim sounds like, you know, there is no nafkamina from the Yesh Omrim. We pass like the Stam Legamri, although we saw that some understand them as, that there's another line in the Ramban Panu where he says that the Shulchan Aruch quoted the Yesh Omrim lachush litvarav, so it's a little bit hard to read. Some say it means the Ramah should go in the second sheet, which we're about to discuss. Yes?
A lot of times though, the Yesh Omrim is the kula, let's say by like Erevin.
Yeah. So that would be where the
Sadi, like, and most of the reasons that the Shach had mentioned, at least the ones that I just threw out was in your last chumra, yeah, seemed to be more nitan if
it's a chumra.
Right,
so a minig, let's say you have a minig lahakil, like the Yesh Omrim in your locale, so you could rely on that minig, given that it did appear in Shulchan Aruch. Exactly, if there would be such a minig. Predate the Shulchan Aruch. We'll see some examples of that. One example that comes to mind is the question of, let's say, saying a brach on Halal and Rosh Chodesh, which is quoted as Yesh Omrim Shulchan Aruch, and different Moroccans, could rely on that Yesh Omrim. So the question is, what Moroccans when they came to Eretz Yisrael? That's a question of, oh, now that we came to Eretz Yisrael, we have to follow the Minhag HaMakom, which is not to say bracha. But I asked Rav Amar last time he was here, Moroccans in Chutz Laaretz, even if they lived in Eretz Yisrael for a while, or their parents lived in Eretz Yisrael for a while, he said, absolutely, they could make a bracha on Halal when they're in Chutz Laaretz. That klal applies in Eretz Yisrael. That's
to say the what? To say the likro?
Yeah, likro is Halal. To make the bracha likro is Halal on Halal, because they're in Chutz Laaretz, so they should follow their...
Not think more, you say likro.
Oh, yeah, of course, yeah, that's from the Rishonim. Sure. That's exactly the likro is Halal, because you're not being Gomer's Halal, right? And there's other examples like that, where we say that if you have an ancestral minug, it could be, if it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, you're not violating Kabbalat Horat Maran, because he included it specifically for you. And then also the possibility of being Mitzarif Akula with other Tzdadim Lahakil is also important. Okay, the second shita I want to outline is the shita that does take into account the Yesh Omrim in the halachic discussion, although even the Shach will take into account the Yesh Omrim in a Derabanan, Hefzad Merubah, but this sheet is the Masas bin Yamin and the Pri Chadash, and the Knesset HaGedola will rely on the Yesh Omrim B'makom Hefzad Merubah Shas and Chak. Now, the question that we asked last week is, does that also go along with the idea that when the Yesh Omrim is a Chumrah, we should be Machmer for the Yesh Omrim L'chatchila? The Knesset HaGedola is the one who says this explicitly, that we should be machmir for the Yesh Omrim lechat chila when the Yesh Omrim is a chumrah, and I think that fits with this mahalach, although it's not mukhar. He could say, and some read the Pri Chadash as saying that we can rely on the Yesh Omrim b'makom hefsed merubah, but if the Yesh Omrim is a chumrah, we don't have to be machmir for it even lechat chila. So within the second camp, you could discuss when it's a chumrah. There's different sheets. The Knesset HaGedola at least says that lechat chila, you should be machmer for the Yesh Omrim. And the third camp, we quote is the Tzemach Tzedek and the Safek and the Binyan Tzion, who say, no, fakeret, the opposite is true. The halacha is like the Yesh Omrim, like the last opinion that was quoted, and we pointed out that basically the poskim said that this is almost a shita dechuya, because again the gedolei ha-poskim all said not that way. Important to note that a lot of times people will quote poskim like the Yad Malachi and the Shulchan Gavoa and the Get Pashat, other achronim who basically said, oh, the stam is the ikker, right? So what does it mean when someone says the stam is the ikker? So basically, it means that they don't hold like the Tzemach Tzedek, but what they do hold is you can't really tell from the when they say the stam is the ikker. The fact that the stam is the ikker doesn't mean we shouldn't be choshish for the Yesh Omrim. We have a few extra packets, but so this is for later. But maybe sit next to somebody who has them.
This is from you're just finishing yes. up from last week.
Correct. That's what we're doing today. We're finishing up stam ikker, right? So.
Can you just repeat that last sentence?
So meaning, the fact that somebody says the stam is the ikker doesn't really mean too much if we're trying to distinguish between the question of should we be choshish for the Yesh Omrim or can we rely on the Yesh Omrim Barakam Hefsed Merubah. And it's an unfortunate tendency of certain Sfarim to sort of quote, oh, well, everyone agrees that the halach is like the stam legamre. By quoting Sfarim, we just say the stam is the ikker. The Knesset Gedolah also says the stam is the ikker, but yet he holds that lechat chilu should be choshish for the Yesh Omrim. Right, so there are achronim who will say the stam is ikker, but they don't tell us anything more than that. And finally, we came to the chida. So let's take another look at the chida because we rushed through it at the end of last chabur. And there's two places in the chida in the machzik bracha on Yeridea. So we have that here, and the chida in Simon Tes analyzes the pri chadash, right? And he quotes, and I guess before you do the chidah, we should mention again the halachas ketanas. Rav Moshe Hagiz, who was in Eretz Yisrael, and then he became a rav in Amsterdam.
He was the Rebbe of the Ramchal or something.
That sounds right. It's from that tkufa.
That makes it in Mesilas Yesharim.
Oh yeah. I think you're right. Rav Moshe Hagiz, so he's from the Eretz Yisrael Mesorah, and he says that we were mekabel, that we're machmer like the Yesh Omrim, unless the hefsed merubah. And that we saw in the Chuz of Halach Stans, which is entitled Hileket HaKemach, I'm not sure why. He says in Simon Reish Sadi Gimel that we are mekabel to always be machmer like the Yesh Omrim, unless Hefsed Merubah we could rely on the Stam to be Mekel. So the question is, so the Chida discusses that in Machzik Reish Simon Tes Siv Beis, and he says that what the Halach Stans means is not that that's what the Shulchan Aruch held. He meant that that's what we were mekabel to Paskin. What did the Shulchan Aruch hold? The Chida says that the Pri Chadash is right, that we can rely on the Yesh Omrim b'makom hefsed merubah, and as for when the Yesh Omrim is a kula, if the Yesh Omrim is a chumra, so take a look in the Chida, and the different people disagree about what he means here, and it's very very important halacha l'maaseh. So let's take a look in Simon Tes in the Machzik Bracha and Siv Beis. He says, Ella Omnam in the third line on the left hand column, Omnam. We had extras, but I guess today we seem to run out. It says, "Omnam," in the third line on the left, "Hadaber bor the zeshe katav rav anizkar shekibel mirabotav eino deken aya kavanat maranzal." Not that the Shulchan Aruch holds that you can't rely on the stam, except the hefsed merubah. Ela laolam dad maran keshesatam lahachshir lismoch af behefsed muat lahatir. So in other words, but the key line for us is we have the Pri Chadash that we're makel b'makom hefsed merubah, which the Chida holds like, not like the Shach. But the key line is Dan Maran keshesatam lahachshir lismoch af behefsed muat leheter. So how do you read that? Is he saying that lechatchila we should be machmer, but when there's a hefsed muat we can be makel? Or does hefsed muat mean even lechatchila you can be maker like the stam? We're going to see in Machlokas how to read the chida here in the Machzik Bracha. Right? He said we can be maker. You don't need a hefsed merubah to be maker. It's enough to have a hefsed muat to be maker like the stam. Right? So what does that mean? Does that mean that okay, but when there's no tircha and no hefsed, you should be machmer like the yeshomer? Right? Or does that mean that you can be maker like the yeshomer? Like the stam lechatchila legamre, right? And he's just saying, Even if it's not Hefzer Meruba, even if it's less than Hefzer Meruba, like Lechat Chila, you could be making like this time. Big question. We're going to see the Kaf HaChaim, we're going to see, understands the Chida, that Lechat Chila, you should be Machmer for the Yesh Omrim. But Behefzer Muat, you could be Mekel. Yes, we're going to look at that tshuva. So, Or Letzion also seems, Rav Ben Tzion Abishal also seems to understand it like that. That's what he means. He means we can be Mekel when there's Hefzer Muat, like this time. But when there's no Hefzer Muat, when there's no Hefzer at all, then you should be Choshesh Lahachmer. We're going to see that it comes out in a lot of Rav Avadia's tshuvas that he seems to read it. Again, it's not clear, but he seems to connect this line in the Chida with the Shitas that say the Halach is Kistam Legamre. See, presumably, he understands that what it means is not just to have said Merubah you can be Mekel, but even the Chachila you can be Mekel, like this time. Okay. But what we see in the Chida, and the Chida himself says in the last line, Beit Ula Inyan Dina, right? He says, in the Indian Dina, a little few lines, Vodavka Vikafizek, Shastam Lisser, Nochon Lahachmir Af, Behefzed Meruba. Right? So, and he says, at the end, he says, Lina Dina, Skamadar Chronom, the Shchitatum Zul, Af, Behefzed Meruba. Right? So, in other words, he says that we ramp it up a notch. What did the Shulchan Aruch hold? The Shulchan Aruch held that you can rely on the Stam, Behefzed Muat. When the Yesh Omrim is a Chumra, you can run the Stam Behefzed Muat. When the Yesh Omrim is a Kula, then you could be Maker like the Yesh Omrim Bemakom Hefzed Meruba, like the Pri Chadash said. But we ramp it up a notch. We're Mekabel, right? The Chidash also lives in Eretz Yisrael. From the Halach stats, we're Mekabel to be more Machmer than the Shulchan Aruch. That Bemakom Hefzed Meruba, we do not rely on the Yesh Omrim. We never rely on the Yesh Omrim, even though Maran would have relied on the Yesh Omrim. And we are always machmir, like the Yesh, when the Yesh is a chumra, we're always machmir, unless it's a hefzed meruba, then we go back to the stam, like the Shulchan Aruch held. Right? So we ramp it up a notch. When the Yeshomim is a kula, we never take it. When the Yeshomim is a chumra, we take it unless it's a hefzed meruba. So we ramp it up a notch. Correct. We this is our second chabura, right? Uh-huh. In the first chabura, we discussed the shach. Uh-huh. The shach says halach kistam legamri. Okay.
No, sometimes if you want to lachmir.
Yeah, Baal Nefesh can be machmir. Correct. Okay, good. Excellent. The Chida repeats this mahalach in Simen Nun Hei. There he points out that he's also aware of the sheet of the Knesset Gedola, but that's not so critical for us now. What's critical is to see that the sheet of the Chida is the Shulchan Aruch held like our second mahalach, that we can be Mekel Mokum Hefzed Meruba, and then there's a question, what did the Chida hold about Lechat Chila being Machmir Yeshomrim, but Al Kol Panim, we are Machmir, not to rely on the Shulchan Aruch, we're always Machmir like the Yeshomrim, unless it's Hefzed Meruba, and we never will make a Kula like the Yeshomrim. Okay. So now coming to, so that's our earlier Achronim, those are the three Shitos, and the fourth Shita of the Chida based on Chastanus, which is not like the Shulchan Aruch, but is a Chumra on top of the Shulchan Aruch. Okay. Now coming to the next level, where you get the more recent Achronim, 19th and early 20th century, let's see some of the more recent poskim dealt with this. So the first two we can look at is the Yashiv Moshe. This is Rav Moshe Sitrug. Moshe Sitrug was a chief rabbi of Tunisia at the beginning of the century, like in the 20s, right? So it's recent, but not so recent. And so he's telling you the minhagim of like North Africa. So he says in Tshuva, in the Yashiv Moshe, in Tshuva Shinhei, they asked about Klali Hara, right? Right? So, Sha'alta. This is right after the Machzik Bracha, which was not late Machzik Bracha, it was just like this. This is the Yashiv Moshe. Yashiv Moshe, right in the middle of the packet.
Yeah, it's after Shulchan Gavua.
Before the Shulchan Gavua, right before the Shulchan Gavua. Maybe sit closer so everyone could take a look. So the Yashiv Moshe says, Sha'alta. Sha'alta. B'mashe katov b'sfarenu, right? Shevet achim simin samachtezo zayin im melach v'lo yidiach tchila yedichinu v'imlchenu shenit. Right? So this is one of the celebrated Stam V'yesh cases. Is what if you're doing melicha and you miss out the hadacha kamaita? You're supposed to wash the meat first and then do melicha. What if you miss that out? Can you go back and wash the meat again and do the melicha over? Right? So the stam, Shulchan Paskin's bistam, that yes, you can. Yesh omrim, the meat is treif. Right? Yesh omrim, that the meat is treif. It's too late. Yerizna dach kamaita, the meat is treif. Right? Now, this is a difficult stam v'yesh. Why? And it's quoted as a raya sometimes. Because in the Bet Yosef, he says that we should only be makel on the meat, b'makom hefsed merubah. Right? So if you follow the klav stam v'yesh alach kestam, right, lechatchilo, or even hefsed merubah, so then it's a contradiction. In the Beis Yosef, he said you have to be machmir unless hefsed merubah, and yet he paskened the kula as a stam, and only quoted the yeshomer as hefsed merubah. Only quoted the chumra as the yeshomer. So again, we pointed out at the very beginning of our first year that you can't really prove anything from anything internally, because you could always say, well, he was chozer, right? Or you could say, well, the klal doesn't apply in cases where he tells you in the Beit Yosef what he means, right? But nonetheless, those who hold that the Yesh Omrim, you can only rely on the stam b'mokum hefsed merubah, which, as we said, is the halachas ketanis and the knesset gedola, perhaps. Well, quite that's right. You see that even though it's stam v'yesh, we can only be makel, b'mokum hefsed merubah, right? Others will say no, Maran was chozer, or he told what he meant in the Beit Yosef. So at any rate, in the Yashim Moshe says, I wrote in my sefer that. Malach v'lo yidiach tchila yadichenu v'im lechenu shenit kedat astam shemeshochan arach va'afilu behefzed muad muter, right? And he v'chazor bo b'mashah kadav v'bet Yosef, and I hold that the Bet Yosef was chozer, right? Okay, Prima Gadim says that too, fine. So he wants to know, right? He wants to know about that, right? So, okay. So he says in the Tshuva about this topic, right? He says as follows: Tshuva da, the mekubalim anachnu the dad maran kamosha katav b'stam lahatir bein behefsed meruba bein behefsed muat velo katav yeshomim elalach lo kavod lo todea or lomar derotz lahachmi yachmir velo veke cholik al dad maran. He says the reason why the shulchan are quoted the yeshomim is because, so you have permission to be machmir like the yeshomim, right? The second part of it, right, and next column, Lefikach, Katav Maran veYeshomrim deRotz laHachmir Yachol laHachmir veLo Yachosh, right. Omnam Kaimalan Ladina Kaimalan Kedad Maran SheSatam laHater El Demakom SheMatinu LeRabban Mesfardim etc. If later poskim were ruled against the Shulchan Aruch, then sometimes we don't rely on the Shulchan Aruch, right? But in general, he says, the Shulchan Aruch holds, and this is how we paskin, that we paskin like the Stam legamri, following, like we said, the Shach, the Bach, right? And as we have understood, the Ma'arit, the Ramay Mipanu, the first Shita that we developed. Okay.
That Rabbi Ovadia said all the time, I hear sometimes at the Shiur, he told, Le'ela lechlok kavod lo'otam chachamim.
Yeah, that's the Ramay Mipanu, is the one who said that. That's
respect.
Right. That's respect. Right, exactly. That's the Ramay Mipanu, the Shach quotes. Excellent. So now, that's so now we look again at more recent poskim, the Shulchan Gavoa, a little earlier, right? The Shulchan Gavoa in Orach Chaim. This is a very complicated question in Ksivas Stam. And in Orach Chaim, in Siman Lama Dalet, let's look at the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is talking about a complicated case of Nekev, but for us, it doesn't really interest us. What we can see here is, and I call your attention, that despite the fact in this printing they printed in italics, they printed in script, the second sheet, that's actually the Shulchan Aruch itself. I don't know why they printed it wrong here. He says, "Im la'achar shenichtav nikev betocha hahei o betoa o amem kasher afel nikev kol tocho shenekev mimalik kol achalal aval biyushalmi mashmir shegam bifnim tzarich shiya mukav klaf." Right. So the machlokas, the stam is mekel and the Yerushalmi is machmir. Okay, it's like a kind of like a stam v'yesh, although not exactly. So in the second page in Shulchan Aruch, at the end of Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, this is Siman Lamed Bet or Chaim Sif Katan Lamed Dalet, the Shulchan Gemara says, he says, Babet Yosef in the fourth line, Halamata de Rubam Kekula Machshirim, Remekel, Be'ein Makev Bibifnim, Velo Hevi Rabbeinu a Yerushalmi, so why the Shulchan Gemara the Yerushalmi to be Machmir? Ela Lachush Lechatchila, right? Distam, Vachagach Machloket, Allah Kistam. So this is an example of what we were talking about. Someone could say the halacha is like the stam, but still holds you should be choshesh lechatchila. The Shulchan Gavoa is taking the position that we said, like position number two, we outlined to be choshesh lechatchila. Okay. Now moving a little quicker, I guess, through the early 20th century, late 19th century Dar, the Zivchei Tzedek, the Rebbe of the Ben Ish Chai, right? Rabbi Abdallah Somech, that's right. He basically takes the position, and he talks about this in a few places. One of the places in Simon Samech Tet, which is the famous case of Hadacha Kamaita, which we referred to already, right? So he asks the Stira, everyone asks the Stira, and the Beit Yosef, he said, it's going to be Mekel Vepsim Ruba. Here he writes as a Stam. So he says, at the top of the page, in Sivkaden Kaf Tet, V'kan B'Shulchan Aruch, Satam Lahatir, Mashma Dato Lismoch Al Deh Af Vepsim Muat. Right? Mishum Dekatav Svar Rishona V'Stam, V'Hepach Mimashe Pasak Uzal Be'Beit Yosef, Tzarech Lomar She'Chazar Bo Mimashe Pasak Beit Yosef. Okay. Mishbet Zav, of course the Prima Gadim, he was Chazar. Machzik Bracha, etc. Ule Inyan Dina, what's the halacha? Yesh lachosh l'sfar shniya. We have to be chosh for the Yeshua. V'ein lahater illa davke behefsed meruba o l'chvot Shabbat v'yefshar lachin acher k'mo shabbatzik man bed Yosef. Right? He says, we have to be macherer, right? Unless it's hefsed meruba. Now he explains. Why does he say this? U'ma gam l'dad ha'knes da gadolu d'ime d'svirlu l'dad maran zal b'kol makom shesod d'maran b'shulchan arach lahater. That we saw the Chida was already aware of this Knesset Gedola, who takes the approach number two that we should be Choshesh for the Yeshomrim. Right? She can't see that the Shach. Now again, the Chida also quoted this, that the Shach also holds this way. When we read the Shach, we reached the opposite conclusion, that the Shach says you could be Mekel like the Stam Legamre. But again, the reason why the Chida and other Achonim, some of them, because are reading the Shach this way, is because according to Rama Mipanu, who we pointed out had this complicated lashon. He said that Shoch quoted the Yesh Omer b'makom sheyesh lachosh l'dvarav, but then he said the famous line that he only wrote it l'kvodo shel otoshita, right? So it's hard to read. Are we choshesh? Or are we not choshesh? So the Chida and the Zivchei Tzedek read that as saying we are choshesh. Okay. Anyway, etc. etc. Right, and he goes and quotes the whole chidah in the Machzik Bracha, right? Al Kain, skipping down, lemase naktina lahachmir behepsed muat, aval b'shat hago hefsed meruba samchina nastam ran lahatir ad kantir Rabbeinu chidah, right? So v'chen yiskim moram zal baga, etc. etc. The Zivchei Tzedek is a chidah man, right? He follows the chidah's mahalach, and again it makes sense because we see many achronim say that in Bavel they were mekabel the psakim of the chidah, so the chidah says we're never make it like this time unless it's a hefsed meruba. So this is lines of Chai Tzedek takes, and the Ben Ish Chai takes the same mahalach. The Ben Ish Chai in our sugya, which we're doing the Tchivat Kaf, says we're only make it like this time b'makom hefsed meruba, right? And it's also in more detail you can find in the Rav Pa'alim, Chuvas Rav Pa'alim, Chelik Bet Siman Zayin. He says at length based on this chida, we were mekabel to always be machmer like the Yeshomrim unless it's a hefsed meruba. Although, again, we don't have it here, but worth pointing out that that the Zivchei Tzedek does rely on what the Shach says that we can be mitzaref the Yeshomrim as a snif lahakel. The Zivchei Tzedek does quote that approvingly. And he says, yes, we can be mitzav the Yeshomer as a snif lahakel. Ben Ish Chai doesn't seem to be so sure about it, but that's a pretty strong basis that even the Machmir will still say you could be mitzav the Yeshomerim. You could be mitzav the Yeshomerim when the Yeshomer is a kuli. You can still be mitzav it with other shitot. Okay. The Kaf HaChaim steps away a little bit.
This whole idea that we are stepping up a notch.
Yeah.
Why?
Because we're very frum.
Okay, but
why should we step it up a notch? Again, this...
We're going to be more frum than the Shokara?
Yeah, I mean, this comes back to our first chabur about Kabbalat Horod Maran. The Kabbalat Horod Maran is not an ironclad principle, right? Usually Kabbalat Horod Maran, the lack, those who say we don't always pass in the Shokan Aruch is one of two ways. Either because we have a lot of achronim where paskind against the Shulchan Aruch and the lekula lechumra, so therefore we're going to go with the later achronim. Or they'll say that certain poskim could trump the Shulchan Aruch, like the pre-chadash could trump the Shulchan Aruch, some will say. Although the Yashiv Moshe and others, Ravadi argued strenuously against that position. But here we see kind of a general mahalach that when the Shulchan Aruch had two views in front of him and he was machriel kula, we're not going to rely on that.
Yeah. Well, that's I guess similar to what you're saying, but in terms of like other postings like the Ramah. So Ravaj is very quick to say like, oh, it's a sheet of the Ramah, we're not machmer. Right. Although I know it's like the Ben Shai, I know it's much more than so, kind of things except the Ramah. So with that kind of, and a lot of times you see at the Ramah, let's say, like we hold like the second day.
Right, so
would that kind of change up a little bit?
So the Ben Ish Chai and the Zif Chai Tzedek will take the Ramah's Shita into account. They won't usually paskin when the Ramah is explicitly against the Shulchan Aruch. They won't usually paskin like the Ramah, just stand because we should paskin like the Ramah. Unless the later Achronim, they feel, were noted to the Psak of the Ramah, then sometimes they'll do that. But you know, even the Moroccans who are very into the Ramah will say that in an explicit machlokas, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, they'll pass on the Shulchan Aruch.
You know, that work with Kula also?
Yeah.
That's like
yeah.
The Ramah by Yashan, which is one day Kula and Makab by
Yashan. So the Ramah, so again, in the Ben Ish Chai and the Zif Chai Tzedek, the Ramah will be a cheshbon, but it's not going to win the day just because it's the Ramah, right? And like I said, even the Moroccans who are the most into the Ramah, if it's an explicit machlokas, they're usually going to go with the Shulchan Aruch. But yeah, I mean, we don't have like what was the debate in Yerushalayim, you know, in the halachas ketanis as yeshiva, should we or shouldn't we? He says this is the kabbalah that we have, that we don't rely exclusively on the Shulchan Aruch, and the Chida follows that Mesora.
The halachas ketanis is the first person who mentions this.
Yeah, he's the first person. Everyone else is saying that, everyone else is assuming that if we pass the Shulchan Aruch, this is what the Shulchan Aruch means, and that's the whole discussion. They might say, well, we don't always rely on the Shulchan Aruch,
yeah.
But this across the board...
But this
across the board thing is we find it only there, and then that's where it enters the halacha, the mystery.
So then why should, I mean...
So Rav Avadya basically is going to come and say, good, okay, but we paskin like Maran. And therefore he's going to use the Chida, he's going to rely on, when the Chida explains Maran, that's what he's going to focus on, that line, and... but the Chida says we're machmer, not like Maran. Okay, but we don't accept that part, right? Because you know, but that's again, it's much harder to give a tight presentation of Kabbalat Horat Maran, because it really is. Some of this depends on every issue could be taken differently.
This is just a much larger that we basically have not been mekabel.
Yeah, the issue of when are we mekabel, when are we not mekabel, is very hard to pin down, because it often is just a case by case thing, you know. And even Rav Avadi, we saw a little bit in our first chabura that when you have a strong minug and a strong malachim and the achronim against the Shulchan Aruch, even Rav Avadi is not confident to say, forget about the achronim, forget about the minug. He's also gonna, but he'll say, okay, but b'shatad chak, you know.
Yeah, no, but that I hear that, like, if you have a specific minug, but that it to me it's a little harder to swallow that a minug developed that we are all, that across the board we're going to be machmer of the yesh. Like, that's just a little harder for me to imagine that's such a minug.
No, it's not hard, because again, if you remember the whole point of the two deo in the Shulchan Aruch is that this, the hachra is not a psak gomor legamre. The things which are psak gomer legamre, the Shulchan Aruch is not going to bring the other sheet. He brings the Yeshomrim because lachlok kavod, or for some reason he's bringing it in here, which kind of opens the door for someone to say, well, maybe we shouldn't rely on Rav Yosef Karo here if he wasn't sure enough to just cut the sheet out entirely, which he does on many occasions. It kind of opens the door, but you're right, meaning it's a strange thing. Anyway. But it was very accepted in many parts of the Sephardi world. Now, the Kav HaChaim is more complicated, because in several places, most of the time, the Kav HaChaim follows the Chida, Zif Chai Tzedek, Ben Ish Chai, that's his Rebbeim, that's what he'll follow, that we have to be Machmer like the Yeshomrim, unless there's a Hefsed Merubah. There's one place where the Kav HaChaim shows his hand.
It was Talmid of Ben Ish Chai.
Yeah. There's one place where the Kav HaChaim steers away from that Malach, and that's the case... of the definition of the Rishus HaRabim, right? Kav HaChaim and Or HaChaim, Chelek Yud Gimel, Simon Yud Gimel, Siv Katan Zayin, we have it here, right? Kav HaChaim, goes through the whole sugya, right? He quotes everything that we've been talking about. And again, the question of the question here is, do you need 600,000 people walking the streets to make a Rishut Rabin? So the Shulchan Aruch says, B'stam, he says he's machmir. He doesn't quote such a thing. Yesh omrim, that we can be mekel unless it's shishim ribo, right? So now, the yesh omrim is a major, major kula, which is going to allow the construction of Eruvin in the city, right? And many other nafkaminas, right? So the Kafachayim goes through the whole machlokes as we've been discussing it. And on the second page, right, he quotes the Chidah, right? He quotes the Chidah. Right, the Machzik Bracha, Simen Nun Hey. Right? And he says, again, there's a lot of quoting, right? But as we get towards the end, he quotes again all the shittot. Exactly. Why is it in Hilchos Tzitzis? Because in Hilchos Tzitzis, there's sometimes we have kulas in a karmelis. If the tzitzis become possible in the middle of the street, so mishum kavod abrios, we have kulas. That's why he's discussing. Is it a karmelis? Not a karmelis. Right.
He says clearly
so,
the end of the
design. Exactly. So he quotes all the sheets. He quotes the chidah, right? Yeah, excellent. Mashma, again, where are we? Towards the end of the Zayin. Mashma, yeah, about 8 lines from the end of the Ot. Mashma, we call him his Karlel. Dechshemevi maran zal svara b'stam v'achakach yesh cholkin. The data lifsok kestam. Right? Dechshemevi yeshom v'yeshom data lifsok kesvara bet. Dechshedata cholkin osvara achad lahachmir choshesh lehem lecha atchila. Now he takes what we call the second mahalach, and if you read a little earlier, he reads the chidah that way also. When the chidah said we're machmer, we're mekel behefset muat, he understands that is yeah lechat chilo we're machmer behefset muat we're mekel. So that's the kafacham we alluded to earlier. So he says he's going to follow the chidah reading the prechadash that what does stam v'yesh mean? It means that we're machmer lechat chilo. Right, but b'shat adchak, but behefset muad we're maker like the stam. When the stam is, when the yeshomim is a kula, as in our case of the karmelis, when the yeshomim is a kula, we can rely on it b'makom hefset meruba, right? And again, I point out elsewhere in the kafachaim, he says we never rely on the yeshomim based on the chidah. Here he says. Right? So he's willing to go with it over here. So usually the Kaf HaChaim will simply say chidah all the way. When he's pushed to the wall, he'll paskin like the Shulchan Aruch as the chidah understood it, which was what we call the second mahalach. Right? But lechatchila you should still be machmer like the Yeshomer.
You discuss.
In Chalita. Yeah, there's a whole different discussion. There's a lot of wrinkles in this question. What happens when one of the Yesh Omrims is a specific sheet like the Rambam? Or, and we're going to do that a little bit, you know, towards the end, exceptions to the rule, potentially. The Rambam perhaps being one of them. Okay, but let's move quickly through some contemporary poskim, what they held about, and then we'll look at some exceptions. So, before we get to Rav Avadia, let's see everybody else. Right? So the Shem Shumagain, right? Rav Shalom Messas, who is the chief rabbi of Morocco, who came to Israel and was defending the Moroccan Minhagim against Rav Avadia. Right, that's correct, right? And he defended the Moroccan Minhagim. So he has, in his Tshuvas, this is Chelek Gimel, Simen Pei Vav, right? Simen Pei Vav, Chelek Gimel, Simen Pei Vav, Od Beit. So he says, Ra'iti b'sefer klei shulchan l'rav amos peretz shlita b'har b'makomet b'shem kafachayim da'echa demaran katav stam v'yei shedat olachosh l'svarat yesh omrim ayin sham kilu kovea zelacha u'vemet lo kaim elon kain hem mitzad olacha hem mitzad minig, right? Maran is always the minhagim, everything's minhagim, So, hem it's halacha, hem it's minig, right? Ela halach gestam bechol inyan hen lechatchila, hen befsed murat. You see, he also read the chida the way we were reading it. That hen, he needs to say, it's not just hefsed murat, it's lechatchila like the stam, right? And this fits, why does this fit? Because we said the Yashiv Moshe, who's the chief rabbi of Tunisia, also held that way. So this is the North African minhag, halach gestam legamer. Moshe got some prima gadim, etc. And that's his mahalach. Okay. The kachi svarat kamein din v'chein aminig, and he says, by the way, he says Rav Avadia holds like me.
So, just stam. So Rabbi Masa said just.
Just stam. This is the North African Mesorah. That's it. Moroccan Mesorah. We don't want to hear from the Zivchei Tzedek and the Ben Ishchai and the Kafa Chaim. This is not our Mesorah. Our Mesorah is like the Yashiv Moshe said. He doesn't quote it, but like the Yashiv Moshe said, halach gestam legamer. You want to be machmer like the Yashomrim? Tavo lecha bracha. That's for Baal Nefesh. Okay. Then we have the Or Letzion. Or Letzion in his Akdamah to Chelek Aleph has a very confusing kuntras about Klali Hara. And in this regard, he's not going to say halach gestam legamer. He's going to say on some level, we're choshesh for the Yashomrim, but it's difficult to understand because it's in the context of his whole approach to the Shulchan Aruch, which you really have to sit down one day and try to read it. And Rav Avadia basically, in a few places, just kind of like dismisses this whole approach. What's the Or Letzion's approach? He basically says that the Shulchan Aruch can't be read as like a single monolithic Sefer Psak, like the Rambam. You have to, and it's difficult for me to explain this, what he's saying. He says, every case is different. The Shulchan Aruch may contradict himself because of some factor that he's not telling you about in a given place, which makes him want to be Mekel here and Machmir there. If he was writing a monolithic Sefer Psak, if he was a Posek, he uses this terminology himself, if he was a Posek, he'd have to be consistent across the board. But because he's not a Posek, he's a Machria, he's not taking it upon himself to decide the Iker Hadin. He's a Machria, so therefore sometimes he'll be Machmir, sometimes he'll be Mekel, depending on whatever factors he has in his head, that the Mechaber has in his head, which lead him to that conclusion, that particular place. This is the Rabben Tzion Abishal, the Or Letzion. Right? And Rav Avadia is not even Misyaches to this approach. He never really tackles it head on. I think it's obvious why, because it's kind of a... It makes it very difficult to know what the halacha is in any given location because it's kind of like case by case basis. Yeah.
Is this perhaps how the Gra approaches the Shulchan Aruch?
So I know.
The Gra explains the Shulchan Aruch in ways that are so stern, like.
Yeah, I mean the Rama also saw steers in the Shulchan Aruch. It's hard to know. I don't know exactly how the Gra. I don't think the Gra would have took this approach. I think the Gra just thought that there are steers in the Shulchan Aruch.
Okay.
You know, did that bother him or not? I don't know. So the Or Letzion seems to contradict himself in places. Because let's take a look at Os Yud Gimel in his introduction. He says, based on my approach that the Mechaber is a Machria, not a Posek, he says, Zehu gam ken atam bekol makom shemaran mevi dvarim bistam v'achar kach kotev sheyesh cholkim al zeh. Why? L'chol kasha. Kevin the kaimelan shalach kistam lam lo lamran lavi etzvar di yashomrim. V'achar bez achronim, he quotes around Panu and so on and so forth. Right? The Machzik Bracha. V'anira. He says, now I'm going to say my Mahalach. Shebemakom sheyesh omim balahachmir katav man divrayim kedei lomer shebemakom shebeshe read carefully shebekal efshal lahachmir yesh lahachmir kashita zu, right? So when it's bekal, that sounds like that sounds like the kavachaim read the chida that unless with the hefset once the hefset muad you can be mekel but yesh omim we lachat chilu we machmir for the yesh omim, right? Umishum she'en shita zu duchui legamri v'achin makom sheyesh omim balahakel. Right? Now the problem is, and my problem is,
which
is
the first?
Yeah. So the problem is, again, he wants to say that. That's good. That's what the Chida said in the Pesach Shulchan Aruch. That lechat chilu machmir, right? But look at Ot Tet Vav on the next page. He quotes as his raya. What's his best raya? Hadacha kamaisa, melicha, right? Because what do we say? Melicha, the best raya for that you have to be machmir like the Yashomim, because the Shulchan Aruch only mekel vefsed meruba. So he says, "V'tem yashiv harat aprim begadim amash tadim ran the kedera rishonu sheimalach loydiach idlechinu v'imlechinu shein." Mashma shehitir av below vefsed meruba. It will be bet Yosef katav lahatir rak vefsed meruba katav shemaran chazaro. Udrain Maran lo chazar bo shari katar b'shulchan aruch sheyesh osrim. Dav destam yeshom ralach kistam mikol mikom magam she'en hefzed meruba yesh lachosh leyeshomrim. Vad rabbi rail dvarin shemran choshel deyash mi b'shem yeshomrim. So problem is that when do we fold? We're machmer like the yeshomrim. When do we can be mekel? And Simon in Od Yud Gimel he said when it's efshar bekal. Here he says we're machmer unless there's a hefzed meruba. So he contradicts himself. Adrabah, that Sifin Shulchan Aruch is a raya against him. Because that Sifin Shulchan Aruch sounds more like, if you wanted to quote it as a halacha, more like the Knesset Gedolah and halacha Ketanot. They're only mekel behefzed meruba. Right? Not k'de efshar b'kal. So it's not clear what Rabbi Shimon Michel, how far does he think you have to go? That's not so clear, but you could try to read his kuntros and see what you can work out. Okay. I wanted to spend some time on the Divrei Shalom Ve'emet, but it's not so important, so you could read it
Shalom
if you...
Shalom Ve'emet, you know, it's a book that Rabbi Marokan from Israel, yeah. He wrote, Neged
Ravadia, right.
Two books, all the books about Neged Ravadia, that many times he confused, it doesn't go 100% after Maran.
So, okay, so the Divrei Shalom Ve'emet is a very interesting series. It's two volumes. Rabbi Toledano. Rabbi Toledano, he was a Moroccan rabbi, and again, the whole goal of the Sefer is to defend the Moroccan Menhagim against, you already calls the Sefer Yalkut Yosef, right, which is criticizing Moroccan Menhagim, and it's a very interesting Sefer, very colorful Sefer.
Yeah, yeah. But, Rabbi Avada say all the time, leave all the Menhagim, so, we go 100% after Maran. So the Moroccan, the this Rabbi Moroccan, he say, no, it's not true, it's not the reality.
Right.
Rabbi Avada, it's true. Many, many times, hundreds of times, he doesn't go.
So again, yeah. So this is a. So again, he has some strange tainas, you know. It's not such a lumdishly written sefer. Yeah, like just take a look very quickly. On page 286.
The Talmidim in the Kollel of Rav Yitzchak Yosef, they wrote another book.
Okay. So there's a lot of polemics here, but take a look at just page 286 very quickly, second paragraph. He says, "What's this whole thing about Kibal Nohor Maran?" Kriya Hanal, the Kriya to follow Maran, Kriya Teoretiti, Kishe Nigashim Lamasa. It's only a theoretical idea of passing on Maran. And here his criticism is we can't pass on the Shulchan Aruch because we have no idea what the Shulchan Aruch holds on many issues. And he says Stam Vyesh is one of those issues. We have no idea. What does he hold on Stam Vyesh? So how can we pass on like the Shulchan Aruch? We don't know what he holds on Stam Vyesh. And then, and then in his conclusion, he says, "You know why halacha is like we know why Shulchan Aruch writes Tamid Yesh. I'll tell you my opinion. My opinion is because Shulchan Aruch wanted to respect all the minhagim, so he writes Tamid Yesh, you know, just so that everyone could follow their own minhagim."
He rejected tons of Rishonim.
Yeah, like I said, you can read.
It doesn't make any sense. It's
only two strings. Yeah, okay. It's a colorful sefer, and you can try to read what he says here, but listen, you have to deal with the actual kashas that he asks, but most of them are not real kashas. But every once in a while, he'll actually have a real kasha. And certainly, the idea of attacking Rav Avadia is very exciting to him, and he likes to try to point out inconsistencies. Okay, so, now, let's come to the Pesach. So we have now the Moroccans who are saying, again, the Shem Shumagin said, Alach Kistam Legamer. So I don't know why the Divrei Shalom Ve'emet is supposed to be Moroccan, didn't just accept that. He's like making trouble. But, okay. And Rav Ribbentzin Abishol is taking the approach more like the Chida. Rav Avadia basically says, Halacha kistam legamri. Right? Perhaps the best tshuva to see this is a signature tshuva is actually in Yabiyomer Chelik Vav, Yoradea Simon Hey. This is a tshuva from 1939, but it's only printed in Chelik Vav. I'm not sure what the reason is, but it's only printed in Chelik Vav, and this is true about Hadacha Kamaisa, right? About when you miss the Hadacha Kamaisa, right? And he goes through again, as he said, he takes the Shach's Mahalach, and one thing we pointed out is that he quotes the Chida, who says we're Mekel Afilu Behefzed Mu'at, and conflates it with the Shach. So he pointed out that he seems to understand that Afilu Behefzed, either he's just, you know, fudging, right? Or he understands, and this is what Rabbi David Shabtai claims. He said he understands that la'akel afilu behefzed mu'ud means, yeah, afilu behefzed mu'ud, but of course, lechat chilo also, right? Not just behefzed mu'ud, Not Hefzen Ruba, Afilo Hefzen Mu'at, and Lechat Chila too. So that's his Mahalach. And he brings rise. There's a lot of tshuvas he has on this topic. And Chelek Chet Evan Ezra Simon Zion. He discusses the topic in Chelek Tet or Chaim Simon Kufchet also. We have some of them here. However, the interesting thing, so Rav Avadya is a shach man. He says Alach Kistam Legamri, and Lemaisa he's maker like the Stam Legamri. He never says oh Lechatchilu should be choshesh for the Yeshomrim. So that's clearly what he holds Lemaisa. Okay, and as we saw, that's a shita that has a long history in the Achronim also. Okay, however, the interesting question is, when do we see exceptions? Right. So in moving forward in the Abi Omer. In Or Chaim, it's Or Chaim Simon Tes. This is Chelek Dalet. Or Chaim Simon Tes, like 4 pages along, right? Chelek Dalet, Or Chaim Simon Tes, O Zayin Ches. Rav Avadya is discussing those who are. He's discussing. What is he discussing? Yeah, he's discussing the case of. Oh, can you counting a cut into a minion? Can you count a cut into a minion? So there's a Yeshomrim in Shulchan Aruch that you can count a cut into a minion. So he says, well, maybe somebody could say, well, we could rely on the Yeshomrim b'shat adchak. Like the Shach said. The Shach, he doesn't want to say Heftam Ruba in general. He says, the Shach said, in a Dinder Abanan, you can rely on the Yeshomrim b'shat adchak. So he says, very good. Only thing is, he says, in the case of counting a... in the case of counting cotton to a minion, he says that's not the mashmaus of the Shulchan Aruch, right? That he says that the Shulchan Aruch, if you read it carefully, he's not actually being makel like that shita, right? Why not? Right. So because he says here in Od Zayin. Hang on. He says because the Shulchan Aruch ends up saying by velo niru divrayim l'gdolei aposkin. So in this case we have to say the reason why he's quoting the Yeshomrim is not to rely on it but to be mevatel it. Right, because he ends up, he says, "Stam lahachmer yeshomim lekula lo niru divrei l'gdolei aposkim," because he wants to be mevatel that sheet and not to rely on it. But in principle, Rav Avadya is willing to be meikel like the Yeshomrim and the Dinder Rabbanan b'shat adchak. Another tshuva is in Chelek Vav or Chaim Simon Lamed Beis, and this is Rav Avadya's famous tshuva about Shehiya b'Shabbos. Right, that the machlokas Rishon, machlokas Tanaim. Machlokas Rishonim about whether you can leave a half cooked pot on the fire going into Shabbos, right? Shulchan Aruch is machmir, Stam is machmir, Yeshomrim you could be mekel, right? It doesn't have to be cooked legamri. So the more or less pretty widespread Sephardi meaning is to be mekel, right? Following the Yeshomrim. So, but isn't this against Kibal Horat Maran? So, in Chelek Vav or Chaim Simon Labbeis, he quotes the Shach. Because the Shach said, what? If you have a minug, that's like the Yeshomrim, you could rely on the minug, yeah.
So, why is it revived in the way of his way sometimes to prove that, specifically in that case, where the Chavar was Chosar?
So, he wants to...
You shouldn't have to come on to that once he holds it.
So, the problem is that it's very hard to prove that there was a certain minug. It's very hard to prove that the minug was from before Maran. This is where the other famous tshuva of Rav Avadya about minug connect Maran about women making a bracha on mitzvah shes as man grama,
yeah.
where he says the minug is not from before Maran. You didn't prove the minug is from before Maran. Adraba, the rabbanim were opposed to it, right? So it's hard to prove. So he wants to throw in other svaras also, right? But in principle, he's willing to accept that mahalach also. But he just has a very high standard for proving that. There's a minig delo kimaran. Okay. So so that's basically the topic in terms of the general principles. Maybe next chabur we're going to continue in Siman Tzadichet. But I also, and next time I want to point out a few cases where, focus on our case of Tchivat Kaf and see what the Poskim say here, as well as focus on cases where we don't follow the Klal of Stam V'Yesh, and where the Poskim say that the Klal of Stam V'Yesh doesn't necessarily apply, which is going to make the issue for a Posek a lot more complicated. So we'll do that next time as we're moving forward, maybe into